Passion our purpose, profit our pain. I don't want my name to ever be in vain. A life full of substance is the only thing that will remain the same. Millennial Thoughts. Happy New Year. Welcome back to another episode with your girl Alicia. If you have not listened to any previous episodes, thank you all for joining. I have 98 of them, so make sure you go and check out the other ones after this episode. Today we'll be talking about 23 ways to level up in the year 2023. And today is the 23rd of January, so I thought it was kind of, you know, catchy to talk about it. But first, I haven't did this segment in a long time, but it's called Millennial Mogul. Today I have two millennial moguls, black women, who are crossing over into the podcasting world. So I'm going to shout them out and then we'll get to the episode. The first one is Rondell. She is a YouTuber. She's a blogger, entrepreneur. She does all the things. She is a single Christian mom. She also has her own single Saved in the City in Atlanta, and I've been to a couple of her events as well. She is starting a podcast that's called For My Sisters, which it is where y'all will have real, raw, and uncomfortable conversations about life and everything in it from a modern Christian perspective. The goal is to grow in our faith walk by having honest discussions. Through these conversations, we will grow holistically as women and sisters in Christ. So you can go check out her YouTube channel, which is Daily Dale. You can check out her on Instagram, which is officially Rondell Martin. And tell her I sent you, okay? The second one is Amber from the Adulting Queen. She was my co-host for season 6 where we talk about all things adulting. So, yeah, shout out to her. She has a new podcast called Sippin' Sunday, which started from a virtual event during the pandemic to talk about how adulting is ghetto. That's how it started, Sippin' Sunday, and so now she's bringing it to a podcast. She's been having her platform for about 4 years, so you can check out her podcast as well on any podcasting platforms. You can follow her on Instagram at The Adulting Queen as well. So, yeah, I just wanted to shout them out as some millennial moguls who are being trailblazers and coming into the podcasting world. So when you go listen to them, let them know that Alicia from Millennial Thoughts sent them. And if you all feel like y'all know some millennial moguls who should be highlighted, please let me know through either DM on Instagram, my personal Instagram, Alicia's Adventures, or you can also email millennialthoughtspod@gmail.com. That's 2 N's and 2 L's. And you might hear them on the next episode. So those are our millennial moguls. I'm going to do an honorable mention for myself. Okay, shout out to me. Okay, because I love me. I'm just playing, but I'm for real. I'm leveling up this year because I am building my team. So you may or may not be emailing me, okay? And I may or may not be doing all the graphics and the editing. And I just love that for myself because I really, really need help. Like, it is so much being a content creator. And this is coming up to be my 5th year. So sometimes you need help just to get to the next level, you know? So I'm really excited for that, to see where I can go, how the podcast can grow and different things like that. I want to do like live shows and everything like that. I want to have merch and stuff. So I'm really excited to be able to have like a team. And if you stay tuned, or if you are subscribed to me on my YouTube channel, I'll be introducing who my team is. Ha ha ha. On my YouTube channel, Alicia's Adventure. So, slight little pluggy plug. That is where I'll be talking about who's on my team. And I'm excited for that. So if y'all want to, like, you know, suggest any topics about what y'all want to hear as well, it'd be greatly appreciated. And I know that's something that I'm trying to incorporate more of what y'all want to hear, you know. I also do want y'all to follow me on Alicia's Adventures, because on Mondays, you know, when the episode is dropped in the evening time, I'll be going live talking about the episode and just doing like a live chatting with y'all, so to make it more personable, because I feel like I can't do videos all the time on YouTube. So I want to figure out a way that I can chat with y'all, that I can like build engagement and stuff like that. So if y'all want, y'all can, you know, check it out live on Mondays. Definitely I'll be live next Monday. because it will be my 100th episode that I have did with Millennial Thoughts, and it's going to be lit and the vibes are going to be popping, you know what I'm saying? So it'll probably be around 7:30 p.m. EST time. Of course, a flyer and stuff will come out around there too. But I do want y'all to join me on live if y'all can and chop it up with your girl, okay? Okay. So yeah, them are all the announcements that I have. So now we're going to go into the episode, but definitely thank everyone for listening. If you shared this, if you didn't share it, I need you to start sharing it. And I appreciate all the feedback as well. Don't forget to join the Facebook group. We have a Patreon coming soon and everything like that too. So I hope y'all are ready for this year, because I'm going to be more consistent. Okay. Charge it to my head, not my heart. Thank you, Jesus. But the first thing that you should do to level up in 2023 is invest in yourself. And I know everybody says that invest in yourself, but what does that look like for you? Like physically, emotionally, and mentally. Invest in yourself. Okay? The next thing you can do to invest in yourself is you can listen to a podcast. I just told y'all about some podcasts, okay? So you can find podcasts on fitness. You can find podcasts on personal development. You can find podcasts on business. All you gotta do is search them on, really now you can search them on TikTok or search them on Instagram. And even the podcasting platform also will, you know, suggest some as well. So you can look for anything that you want, any genre that you want. And just, you know, instead of always playing music, like, you know, refresh your mind or have a key or just learn something. I usually play podcasts when I'm at work and stuff like that, or sometimes when I'm on my way to work, and they're really, really great. So yeah, these are really in no order though, but I'm just going to give you 23 things and, you know, just take it how you want to. So go to the gym. I know people say that like they be feeling fresh and da 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 da. The gym is hard, okay? it's tiring, but also find how you like to work out. Sometimes a gym doesn't work, but I know that like maybe you want to go to fitness classes, you know, so you can look at aerobic classes. You can look at going swimming. You can go to the gym. You could go to the sauna. Okay. Just working out and just trying to figure out the best way you know how you want to work out, where that's even, if you like working out in your living room, if you like walking outside, getting some fresh air. I was just saying going to the gym for like physical activity, but you know, figure out what the gym looks like for you. I know I like to go to dance classes like Zumba and stuff like that mixed, but I like to dance, you know, be outside. I'm just playing. But I would say that is more fun than, you know, always just being on an elliptical, the treadmill, doing the weights and stuff like that. It could be really overwhelming. There's a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? So just try to find something fun for you to do, work out, sweat a little bit, and go back home. The next thing I would say is meditate. Having a clear, sound mind is great. That could help you level up. It could just help you have a, you know, smoother day. Like, let me just meditate for 5 minutes. Let me just turn my phone off. Ooh, turn the phone off. Turn the lights off. You could wake up earlier to meditate, or you can meditate like right before you go to sleep so that you can just clear your mind. The next one is you can get an accountability partner. Whether it is that if you want to write, if you want to work out, you want to eat right. Whereas if someone says like, oh, did you go out today? Did you know, read your Bible? Did you read a book? Like just find an accountability partner, someone that that can hold you accountable, but you also know that you want to hold yourself accountable because you don't want to be coming to your accountability partner with nothing, okay? If you have a hobby that you want to do, you know, if you want to write more, if you're trying to read these books, like just find an accountability partner. And you can find that on Facebook. You can find that on Facebook groups, Instagram, whatever. So I would also say that can help level you up, having somebody to hold you accountable, and then also support, you know, like they'll be able to support you. The next one is reading more. I know that like I like to read like financial books, personal development books and stuff like that, but also just like nonfiction books, fictional books, you know. You could just read a story, just have fun with it. So I did pick up some fictional books. So I just want to read more and just like, you know, just learn different things, but also just seeing how people are writing, because I am interested in becoming a writer. So I want to be able to like read different genres and stuff like that, seeing what's out there on the market. And yeah, being able to have that quiet time, you know, if you have a little reading space that you can do in your office or something like that, just to quiet out the noise and, you know, have your own imagination. So I would suggest reading more. I would say find a hobby, whether that's creative or it's not really creative, but it's just something that you like to do. Like, say you want to learn how to play the piano. Say you want to learn how to do gymnastics. You know, you want to go learn how to dance, okay? You want to go get on the pole, okay? And you can do, like, pole dancing, chair dancing. You can also learn how to craft. You can learn how to sew. So, you know, just finding a hobby that you're just like, oh, this is fun. Like, you enjoy doing it. You enjoy being able to, like, go do it. You know, you don't have to, like, make money off of it and stuff like that. You're just literally enjoying and having joy in what you do because you love doing it. The next one is practicing self-care. I would say that would look like, you know, if you go get your nails done, you know what I'm saying? Go get your massages. Go get facials and stuff like that. Like, or is that even sleeping to 10 o'clock? Like, whatever your self-care is, put it, you know, on your calendar. Like, if you like to go get candles, you like to shop, like, do self-care intentionally and just whatever feeds you, make sure you put that on your calendar. And you can also learn a new skill. And this is when I'm talking about learning a new skill, it's for more money, okay? Because we are in a recession. So if you want to learn digital marketing, if you want to learn coding, if you want to learn how to write, you know, try to, like, up your skills, you know what I'm saying? So you can get some more money, or you can even use that to, like, get a new job. If you want to do instructional design, if you want to do graphics, or if you even want to learn how to do photography so that you may can start your own business. So that, you know, you can get some extra money like that. So I would say learning a new skill is a way that you can level up. Get a new job, because what I said earlier, we are in a recession. Your job may not be paying you enough money, okay? So find a new job within that, looking, do I need a career coach? Do I need my resume done? So trying to prep, like I said, that skill, trying to prep that to get a new job so that you can get some more money, okay? Solo dates. If you are single, but even if you're in a relationship, like, you can level up yourself by going on solo dates. You can try new things, like, expand your palette, okay? Your food palette, or, like, what you like to do. If you like to go to the spas, you can try to say, I'm going to go to the spa once a month or every other week or something like that as a solo date. If you like going to the movies, you know, the movies is expensive, but you can go to the matinee. Like, just go on solo dates so you can enjoy that time with yourself, because sometimes being in the house is kind of boring. I know it's cold now, but, like, in the spring or the summer, you can take your book outside. You know, you can go to the park and stuff like that and read. And because I know it's really cold right now, depending on where you're at when you're listening to this. Just try to incorporate solo dates. I know I was doing that a lot. Not a lot, okay, but a little bit. I would, like, on Fridays, I would go out to eat and stuff like that. But, you know, I had things to do, and it was a lot going on, so I kind of stopped it. So this year, I do want to take myself out more on solo dates, but we'll just see how that works out. But I'm letting y'all know that that is something that I like to do. I think this one is so important, finding a supportive community. Right now, I am talking in my relocation series. I am doing that for my season 8. I have a relocation season coming up, and just find a supportive community, because when you move, it's really, really hard to build that supportive community, who to lean on with. So if you have coworkers that you can lean on with, lean on to, or if you have friends or family, whatever, that are in different area codes and stuff like that, just really trying to build that supportive community is really, really great. I started going to this writers networking event, and I feel like that's a supportive community. We're able to talk about different things when it comes to writing, networking, and stuff like that. And that's support, because it's like they are literally going through it with me. Like, we are all trying to write and figure out what we want to do next. So even if it's like that, if you have a fitness community, like, they're supportive. Like, okay, they're going to be like, you going to the gym, you coming. They know how hard it is. Sometimes you have to find people who have things that they can relate to with you. You know, your family's not always going to be able to relate, or your friends aren't always going to be able to relate. So being intentional about your supportive community with what communities you are in. The next one is you can go to therapy. I talked a little bit about this last year, but I never updated no one about it. But through my employee programs, like, it's called something, the employee program. I was able to get like 4 free counseling sessions. So I would say, and I would suggest to use whatever your job provides you, okay? So if you can get therapy for free for a little bit, try that, you know, or whatever you can get for free, try that. Just to go talk to somebody. I use it as like kind of like counseling sessions, but just to talk to somebody could be great, just to get different perspectives and stuff like that. Someone who doesn't really know you but can provide you value is really, really great. So if you feel like you're stuck in something, I would suggest going to therapy because that can help level your life up. Also, you could start a side hustle. So if you've been thinking about, oh my goodness, I love to bake. Oh my goodness, I love this, like this. I like this. Oh my gosh, I can make this. Like, start that side hustle, make that money, and use it for whatever you want to use it for. Save it, invest it, you know? So this is the year that, you know, we are trying to make more money because inflation is crazy, recessions is happening. So it's just like, you got to do what's best for you. So go ahead and start that side hustle, honey. I would say within that, become debt free, or at least try to become debt free. If you feel like that is important to you, your student loans, consumer debt, credit card debt, like try to, you know, help yourself better for the future. So looking at what your debt is, creating a debt plan. I actually got my friend a book off of Amazon. It was like how to become financially free. It was like paying off debt, investing, and it had like a debt tracker in there. So you can look for a book with a debt tracker. You can go on YouTube, find a debt tracker, stuff like that, just to track your debt. And then look, that's when you reward yourself after every so much you pay, you know, you go on a date or you get your nails done, you know, something like that. Because if we want to level up, like buy houses, get this, get that, there is something like a debt to income ratio. And you just want to make sure that you are, providing yourself the best, you know, way to be able to get that house, to get whatever property you want to invest. So I would say becoming debt free is a big thing. And that's also a big thing for me this year as well, too, even though I ain't start paying on my debt. But we're going to get on that and we're going to figure it out. I'm going to pay it off because I don't got time. Okay. I don't have time to be in debt. If you are new to this, if you have a job, but even if you're an entrepreneur, I would also say set up a retirement fund. A retirement fund came with my job. You know, they have Roth IRAs and all this and that stuff, Fund Fidelity and stuff like that. Just make sure that you are looking at it. Make sure that you know what you have in there. And if you are putting money in there, just know like what best one is for you, knowing how to use it and stuff like that. If you haven't created one, I would say start thinking about one. Although I'm like, what? Retirement, I just started working, but you know, interest and everything like that, how that works, if you don't know or if you do know, I would just say try to look into it, starting a retirement fund so that you can be secure for yourself, because I don't know, when we get older, we're gonna have Social Security or anything like that, because the way the money is looking funny. Okay, that's all I gotta say. This is a big one to level up, but I think with social media, trying to be aesthetic, trying to live luxury, stuff like that, I feel like people lose this, but it is truly living below your means. Like, I would say I live below my means, and I do sacrifices, and I'm not saying that I really want to do them, but it's kind of something I have to do, like living below my means, because I'm like, if anything happens, you got to have money. So I'm like, do I want a roommate or do I not want a roommate, you know? Do I want to pay this rent? Do I want to live here? I'm trying to save up my money just for a rainy day, trying to build up my savings account back up, you know? So I would say living below your means is something that I really kind of learned how to do. And I feel like I'm pretty good at it. And that's why I don't know why people are paying $1,500, $1,600 for rent out here, because it's like, what? But then it's like, what are you getting paid? I don't know. I would say that is something that I do. I'm not telling everybody to do it, but it's a good way so that you can, you know, not have to live paycheck to paycheck. And that you can kind of have like a sense of like security, because literally money is what makes the world go around in a sense. The next one is, if you're living by yourself or if you even live with a roommate, whatever, change your living space around. Like, it's a new year. Like, we starting off fresh. Like, you know, upgrade your living area. Do you want to buy a couch? Do you want to buy a table? Do you want to like just do a makeover, buy new appliances? Now that's a lot of expenses, okay? But like a microwave or something, or go get you an air fryer, something that's going to help you, you know, either cut down on time or have you loving your space, you know? People do talk about aesthetics all the time. Sometimes people don't like being in their house, like me. Like, I know that my house isn't like so calm and comfortable that I'm like, oh, I always want to be here, you know? That could be a good thing or a bad thing. I don't watch TV, so I don't have a TV in my room. Someone else may love to have a TV in their room because that's where they have their sense, but I'm like, I don't watch TV, so I wouldn't really put a TV in my room as of right now. Maybe when I get older, I might have a TV in my room, you know? So just trying to make your space comfortable for you and where you're at, that can help level you up. You can be more comfortable. You could buy a table. You could buy a desk, buy a chair. And especially if you work from home, making sure that you have a space that you can work at, you know, home. And it doesn't have to be like your bed. It doesn't have to be in the room and stuff like that. So you can kind of like separate work from home. I know some people really like to do that as well. So yeah, I would say definitely that. The next one I would say, wake up earlier so you can have a slow morning. I do slow Saturdays and Sundays. So I'm just like, when I wake up, that's when I do what I do. I go and I just smooth it out. I don't want to always be rushing because I already have to rush to get to work every single day. Well, not rush, but I have to get up early. I'm not over that time. But something that I'm about to start doing now is getting up earlier so I can write. You know, I can like meditate. I can read like my daily devotion and stuff like that. So waking up earlier means I have to go to bed earlier. Whew, that's the hard part. But that would be really, really great if you can wake up earlier. But if you already have to go to, like, you know, work really early, maybe going to bed earlier, but doing that wind down time so that you're able to write, you're able to read, do something fun for you every day, like to have that joy. The next thing I would say is to put rest days in your calendar. I know we're always like, hustle, 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 grind, 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 work 7 days a week, 5 days a week, like, but it's okay to rest. And like, I learned that last year. Like, I would just, like, have rest days. I'm like, ooh, 3 weeks back-to-back. Okay, the next week, I am resting. Like, I am sleeping. Like, I am not doing anything. So, I think that that's important, too, to incorporate rest days in your year. We are in January. Okay, we have about 11 more months. I need y'all to put at least one rest day. That'll be 11 rest days, okay? Even double it if you can. But just have some rest days. Just turn your phone off. Just sleep. Or listen to a podcast. Are just, you know, just go out with nature and stuff like that. Just, or even if you can't do a whole day, just make rest times. Like, okay, I'm going to rest for this hour. That can really help, you know, with investing in yourself and leveling you up because you're having a time to reflect. Like, you have a time of peace. So, definitely add rest days in there. And then last but not least, I would say invest in a coach. But I mean like for finances, goals, or anything you feel stuck with. Or you can create a plan because I know sometimes the money is funny and the coaches be charging about $600 for two things. So, you know, I would just say create a plan. How do you think you want your year to look? And kind of go from there and see what type of coach you need to invest in or what type of books you need to invest in. Or even seminars or workshops or something like that. You might even look into doing a retreat versus a coach because there's a lot of self-care retreats. There's a lot of retreats for women, men, single couples and stuff like that. If you feel like you just want to refresh or restart, just invest in something that's going to help your personal growth. And then also professional as well. Like if you feel like you want to invest in a coach, like I was saying earlier, like a career coach or something like that, that can help you professionally as well. You can do that. So that is really the whole list of the 23 things that I have. I hope you all enjoyed this as well. And I don't know if I said this or not, but this is just honorable mention. Just try something new. Try something new, if anything. Just try something new this year or this month, like that you never thought that you would do. If you see an ad or if you see something class, like I am in the Atlanta area, so I know there's candle classes. I just seen on TikTok there's classes to do spaghetti, like make pasta from scratch. You know, you could do bartending class, pole dance class, stuff like that. Just try classes. You can do skydiving, everything like that. Just try something new and just see how you like it. That would be my suggestion for everybody is to just try something new this year, okay? Hopefully y'all enjoy this episode. Make sure y'all stay tuned for the next episode, which will be the 100th episode. Woo! Yeah. Sometimes you gotta clap for yourself, okay? Clap for yourself. Actually, that's how you can level up, okay? By clapping for yourself, because everybody else ain't gonna clap for you, but you could clap for yourself. Hope y'all like that. Thank y'all so much for listening. Make sure you share this with a friend, a cousin, a mother, a brother, a sister. Okay? And I will catch y'all on the next episode. Talk to you soon.